Today's daf is Shabbos, daf Samach. We are on Nun Tesma Beis. Let's start with the two dots as we get into the discussion. Okay, says the Gemara on Nun Tesma Beis. V'lo b'tavas she'in aleich osem. So the Mishnah has listed off all of the ornaments that a person can wear out, that a person can't wear out, that we had back in the beginning of the parak, adav nun zayin amar aleph. So one of them listed was a ring that did not have a seal on it, a tabas she'ena leha chosem. It did not have a seal on it. Mashma, that if it had a seal, we mentioned that could be aser de'oraisa. All of the items in the Mishnah are items that are aser de'rabana because we're worried, shem, you might take them off, and you might show one's friends, maybe they might fall off, and we might carry them out, dalaramos, in rishos harabim. So that was the issue discussed in the Mishnah. So now we're going to talk about different types of taba'os. So v'lova taba'os she'ena le'chosem, a ring that does not have a signet. So it's purely ornamental. It's purely to wear. So that is also drabana to wear out on Shabbos. Ha'im yesh aleha chosem chayeves. Mashba, if it had a chosem on it, then it would be more functional, and that would be chayeves. One would, it would be also daraisa to carry that ring out. Alma, why? We see lav tachshidu. That's not called jewelry. That's not called an ornament. Only if it does not have a chosem, so we could say it's a tachshid. But if it has a chosem, so then it's purely functional in order to sign during the week, and therefore it wouldn't be called a tachshid. Verminu, but that's what the diuk from Masechet Shabbos. But verminu, we have a stira from Masechet Kelim, tachshite nashim tameim, jewelry of women are tameh. What is mekabel tuma? Meaning they're tachshitin. V'eluhein, what are they? Tachshite nashim. Eluhein tachshite nashim. Katlaos, that we had before. Katla, those are the tight necklaces on the neck. V'nizamim, rings. V'tabaos. V'tabaas, bein sheyesh aleha chosem. Bein sheyin aleha chosem. Either way, whether a tabas has a chosem or not, it is still considered a tachshit, to be mekabel tuma. And benizmei ha'af, and the nose rings. Question marks. The problem is, how could our Mishnah say only ein aleha chosem, mashma yesh aleha chosem would be a masa? It would not be a tachshit. And the Mishnah Masechet Kelim seemed to say that it would be no problem to at least to consider it a tachshit, even if it has a chosem. V'yam Rabbi Zeira, the answer is Rabbi Zeira. That's the final answer of the Gemara is going to be what you're suggesting. But at this point, we think that we can compare Hilchas Shabbos and Hilchas Tumah. And if you say it's Makabel Tumah, why would it be Makabel Tumah? Because it is a Tachshit. Because it is a form of jewelry. So then you should say, if it's a form of jewelry, it's Makabel Tumah, then you should say you can carry it out on Shabbos. Right? So we think those two contexts can be compared. But Amar Reb Zeira answered, Lokasha, Ha Reb Nechemya, Ha Rabbanan. Depends on Reb Nechemya and the Rabbanan. Ditanya, the Brisa says, they says in the footnote on the side here that this machlokas is not in the Mishnah there in Masechet Kelim. So it's a Brisa. Machlokas, how you define certain types of Kelim. Ditanya, because the Brisa says, if one has a ring, and there is an outside to the structure of the ring, and then there is something in the middle of the ring that defines what type of ring it is. So what do you go by in terms of determining its Kabbalas Tumah status? Do you go by the outside holder of the ring, or do you go by what's inside? So says the Gemara, that's a machlokas. Titania, he shall mateches v'chosama shall almog. If it's a metal ring, and the chosam, the signet part of it in the middle, is made out of almog, which is a type of wood, tamea. So that is mekabel tuma, because you consider that a metal kli, and it's fine. He shall almog v'chosama shall mateches. But the opposite, if the ring is made out of wood, and the inside signet is made out of metal tahora, the Rabbanan, the Tanakama say, that this is considered just a piece of wood, pshute kliates, which is not makabel tumah. The important part of the ring, according to the Tanakama, is the outside, the ring itself. That's the ikkar, that's what holds it all together. Reb Nechemya says no, even in this case where the metal is on the inside, he's metame. Shahai Reb Nechemya Omer, b'taba'as halach achar chosama. By a ring you go after its chosam. That's the ikkar, that's the ultimate purpose. Right, if somebody has a wedding ring, you don't look at the metal holder, you look at the diamond inside. That's what determines the status of the ring. So as Reb Nechemya says, you look about what's inside. So betabas, you go after the chosam. Be'ol halach achar simlonav, by a yoke that an animal wears. You go after simlonav, the pegs that are in it. You have two, there are two wooden how Rashi describes two wooden horizontal boards that keep the animal's head in place from going from side to side, and what keeps those boards together are the pegs. So the pegs are what really hold it together. So that is what determines whether it is a kli or not, and how you determine it. Bikolav, a couple of more. The first one was the one that we needed. Bikolav, halachar mas merosav, a kolav, a type of pole that gets wider at the wider at the bottom and thin at the top, where the chenvani, the storekeeper, models his wares on this pole. So halachar mas merosav, you go after the mas merosav, the nails that stick out of it that you hang things on. That's the determining material. A besulam halach achar shlivosav, by a ladder you go after the rungs. Ba'arsi halach achar shalshalosav, by a scale you go after the chains that hang down on the side that hold up the sides of the scale. So again, these are important topics to talk about, whether something is tamir tahar, right? As we always say, bizman hamikdash, when I want to make sure, if I'm a kohen, I want to make sure I have the kelim that are least makabel tuma in my house, just to run into less problems. I have to know exactly if I could get a metal of this and I could get a wooden of this. How do I determine which would be more beneficial for me? So this is Reb Nechemya. You always go after these parts of the chepsis. V'chachamim omrim hakol holech achar hamamid. No, everything goes after the maimid, after what supports the item inside. So what's the maimid? So that in our case, the outside of the ring is the maimid. That's what holds it together. And Rashi explains that the second skinny line, he argues on all of the others as well. It's the ol, it's the outer boards that hold the simlona, that hold the pegs in place. It's the sulam, the outside vertical poles that hold the rungs in place. It's all different the cases of machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. But either way, that is answer number one. How do we answer the question between the diak of our Mishnah, which sounds like that a chosam without a chosam with a tachshit is not a chosam with a ring with a chosam is not a tachshit, while the Mishnah in Kelim seems to say it is a tachshit. Machlokas, Rabbi Nechemya and the Rabbanan, that's the case we're talking about. Good. Two other answers. Number two, Rava Amar L'Stadim Tani. Maybe you have to put a break, a stop in the middle of the line of the Mishnah in Kelim. Yesh Allah chosam tachshit de'ish. Ein alei chosam tachshit de'isha. For an isha, if it has a chosam, it is not called a tachshit. And that's what our Mishnah was talking about. Bemeh isha yotza. Right, that's our Mishnah. Mashenkin and Kalim is talking about different types, one for man, one for a woman, in terms of Kabbalah's Tumah. Good. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Amar. But the third answer given is what you suggested before. Tumah Shabbos Karamis. It's two different halachic contexts. You're asking Hilchas Tumah. How you define a kli for Hilchas Tumah to how you define a kli for Hilchas Shabbos? Tumah, kli maisa, Amar Rachmana. By Tumah, any type of kli. Kli maisa, a kli that's used to do an action for kliyu. And this is a kli. If it has a chosim or not a chosim, you use it for something. So that's good enough to be called a kli maisa. Shabbos, mishum masu, Amar Rachmana. Shabbos, the issue is not whether it's a kli, but whether it's a burden. Whether it's extra, whether it's unneeded on Shabbos or not. So it could be a kli, but it still could be a masui. So, ein alei chosam tachshiv. If it does not have a chosam, then it's not functional, it's just ornamental, it's for beauty, and therefore it's considered fine to wear on Shabbos without an erev, it's a tachshiv. Yesh alei chosam masui. If it has a chosam, fine, it's a kli for Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara, but it is considered a masui for Hilchos Shabbos. Good, so we're machalik between Shabbos and Tumah V'Tahara. So this can be understood, this chiluk, on two different levels. You know, first of all, in general, the Vilna Gaon, we've quoted this in the past, the Vilna Gaon has an important comment in Adaras Eliyahu. Remember, not, most of this from that we have from the Gra were not written by himself. They were written by his Talmidim. So everything on Chumash that we have from the Gra, the Kol Eliyahu, the Adaras Eliyahu, it's all written by his Talmidim. So there in the Adaras Eliyahu, in Parsha Shoftim, he talks about the Rashi, in Parsha Shoftim, where Rashi quote, where Chazal, and Rashi quotes it, Beidam Ladam, Bein Din Ladin, Bein Nega Lanega. Right, the different areas, that we have to go to a Shofet for if we have questions about any of these areas. Dam Ladan, Din Ladin, Den Nega Lanega. So there in that Deres Eliyahu, the Gra says, these three phrases symbolize the three areas of Halacha. The three types of Shilas that one has. Bein Dam Ladam, Din Ladin and Negla Negla. Dam Ladam, says the Gra, is Isser V'Heter. Isser V'Heter. Dam Nida and Dam Tohar. That's Dam Ladam. Din Ladin, That is chayiv or pater. That's dini maminus. And nega lenega is tamir tahar. Meaning to the answer to every question that one asks in halacha, says the Gra, could either be asr mutter, chayiv pater, tamir tahar. Right, that's the answer. Think about it, any question that we ask. Is it kosher or not? Is it tamir or not? Am I chayiv or not? So those are the three areas. The three categories in area of halacha, that's the basis for many times when the Gemara has distinctions between, you can't compare these two, you can't ask from one to the other. That's a similar idea here. Shabbos is an issur v'hetter question. And then Tumah V'Tahara, so based on that ground, that there's a leo, you can't ask from, bein dam l'dam, and bein nega l'nega. So that was the Gra fitting into our discussion. Just as a side point, Rabbi Yosef Engel in the Asman Daraisa in Simon Klal Chaf Aleph uses this Gra in his discussion of how much do we define the Isser of Nidal Abayla? Should that be in the world of Isser Vaheter? Should that be in the world of Tumah V'Tahara? That has a little of both. But we know the only Tumah V'Tahara elements that apply today in the world are Nidal Abayla. So maybe that shows that it's not really at root Tumah V'Tahara. That's the Asher Daraisa's thesis. He goes through a couple of rayas, but he ends up saying that he thinks it's more of an Isser V'Heter category than a Tumah V'Tahara category, and he quotes this Gra. Yosef Engel knew Adaras Elios, right? He quotes the Gra that the Gra says, Bein Dam L'Dam is Bein Dam Nida L'Dam, I'll read you his Lashon, Bein Dam Nida, Tami Yotara Zavada Milchai, B'Dam, who Asher V'Mutak De L'Tari Shalabayla. That's Dam L'Dam. The Tari Shalabayla. So he puts it in that category of Isser V'Heter. He also quotes the Kuzari. The Kuzari also says this, Umasha Matzinu Hayom Isser Shchivas Hanida V'Hayoledes. Ivy's Yisroel apply today. There's no Mikdash. Eino Mipnei Hatuma. Avalhi Mitzvahs Greda Me'esa Bore. It's a separate mitzvah. Separate mitzvah, not related to Tumah V'Tahara. So those are the two fascinating Makaris. Right? The Rebbe Yosef Engel was a bucky, benifla, and everything. But he even quotes Kuzaris and Adaras Elios. So that's at the number one. So we have general three areas of halacha that we don't necessarily compare them to each other. But specifically, this line, I think we had one line like this before also as well, this line suggests that maybe Hilchos Shabbos is unique. Not only Shabbos within the category of Isser V'Heter is unique, different than Tamei and Tahara and Chayav and Mutter, but Hilchos Shabbos as well. Okay, there are many examples of this. I just want to quote two. Two areas where Rishonim say, don't compare Hilchos Shabbos to other areas of Halacha. So one is a couple of weeks from now, Daf Kuf Yud. And then in that Kuf Yud Amaveis, where the context there is the context of Sirus, but Tosfos there quotes the Sheiltos on Kuf Yud Amaveis in discussing the sugya of Davar Sheni Miskaven, as we've had a lot of times before already. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda holds Aser, Rabbi Shimon holds Mutter, says Tosfos, the Alpha Gav de Kaimelon Kurib Shimon de Shari, even though we hold like Rabbi Shimon who holds Davar Sheni Miskaven as Mutter, Hainu Dafka Bishabis. Mishum de be'inan maleches nachsheves, in Hilchos Shabbos we'd hold like Reb Shimon. Aval b'chol haTorah kula svira lan k'Reb Yehuda. The day of the Sheiltos, we could always hold like Reb Yehuda, where Davar Sheni Miskaven comes up outside of Hilchos Shabbos, in Hilchos Nazir, in Hilchos Sirus, in other areas. So that's the sheet of the Sheiltos. The Tosfos argues that if ein yerlari, we always pass like Reb Shimon. But at least in Lumdis, that's one example of a Rishon don't compare Hilchos Shabbos to even other areas of Isser V'Heter. That is one example. Another example, we mentioned a couple of weeks ago on Shabbos, and that is a machlok between the Rashba and the Ran. The Gemara says in a couple of prakim, in the 12th parak, in Parak Abona, that one could violate ksiva by erasing. How do you violate ksiva by erasing? The Gemara says that if I have a ches, and a ches in the Torah is written with two zions, ksav beis Yosef, it's written with two zions, so if I erase the top of the ches, the roof connecting the two zions, I now have taken a ches and made it into two zions. So I wrote two letters by erasing. Hakosef Sheosios is Chayav Darais on Shabbos, so I could do it by erasing. That's what the Gemara says, and that's not argued upon. Says the Rashba, based on that Gemara, and this is quoted in the Ran, I mean, it's in the Rashba there, but it's also quoted in the Ran, on Daf Lamed Zayin Amid Beis, says the Rashba, from here you learn that a parallel type of writing in Hilchos Sefer Torah would also be okay. Let's say I was supposed to write two Zions in the Torah. and by mistake I wrote a ches. Can I just erase the top of the ches in my middle? That'll be called two zions. Says the Rashba, no problem. Even though we have a principle that the letters of the Torah have to be written, what's called chok yerechos, you have to form the letters and not chok tochos. I can't just form the background and have the letter remain there. If I spill a drop of ink onto the Torah and I'm going to erase the outside and I'm going to leave the letter, I'm going to scratch out the ink that's extra, that's not allowed. But says the Rashba, in our case, it would be okay. Okay, that would be considered chok. If it's good enough for Hilcha Shabbos, it's good enough for Hilcha Sefer Torah. And the Ran says, I'm sorry, you can't compare the two cases. Don't compare to me Hilcha Shabbos and Hilcha Sefer Torah, says the Ran. The lead nearer to Ein Mikan Raya. To the Gabi Shabbos, like a Kpeda. Bein Chok Tochos, Lachok Yerechos. To Chol Hecha Davi Melechas Machsheves Machayev. Where there's Melechas Machsheves Yechayev. Shari Afilu Moche Gamanas Lichtov Chayev. Ava Bemidi Dibina Ksiva. It's not called Ksiva. Just another example where we see a chiluk between Hilcha Shabbos and Hilchos, other areas, Hilcha Sefer Torah, or other areas of the Roshet Miskave. The Gemara even says a chiluk, in the context of Zoret, but either way, that's what's behind this line of the Gemara as well. Don't compare Hilchas Tuma and Hilchas Shabbos. Number one, general, Isser V'Hatter to Tuma V'Tara, and specifically Hilchas Shabbos should not be compared to other areas of Halach. Okay, let's continue now with the two dots, right on Samach Amid Aleph. V'lo B'macha Chein Nekuva. One is not allowed to go out with a needle which does not have a hole in it. You know, they have a hole in it. Why? Because that is also an Isser Durabanan. A needle with a hole in it, maybe that would be Daraisa. Again, our Mishnah is only talking about Durabanans. We'll have to get to the contrast Mishnah later on. But why? But you're not allowed to go out with a Machachin and a Kuva because it's also Durabanan. You might come to show it. You might come to carry it. So ask the Gemara, Lamai Chazia. What's it worth? What is it usable for? If it's a needle without the eye of the needle, without the hole of the needle, so it's useless. You can't use it to sew. You can't put the thread through. So what is it right for? Rav Yosef, hole of the Isha Ogeres, or on the side it says Ogedes Ba Saira. A woman uses it to tie up her hair, some loose hairs that are falling out from under her Kisui Rosh, spilling out. So she uses the needle in order to hold her hair up. Amalei Abaya, if that's true, so why is she not allowed to wear it out on Shabbos? Vitevi kibiris tahora vitistri. Let it be like a biris, which we're going to have later on in this parak, which is a type of strap that helps a woman's clothes be held up and not fall down. So we say that's makabel tumah v'tahora, and she's able to wear it. She's allowed to go out with it on Shabbos. We don't assume she's going to take it off, right? Because she doesn't want the clothes to fall down. So do here. She doesn't want her hair to fall out. So why do we say it's also drabanan? So Ella Tirgamar of Ada near Sha'a, Kameder of Yosef, Ho of Isha, Cholekes Ba Sara B'Shabbos. It means a woman uses it to part her hair on Shabbos. Cholekes Ba Sara. That's what it could be used for. Says the Gemara, right, Rashi says, Lakanu Lakan Be'em Sarosha. And she parts her hair. So the Gemara says, Lamai Chazia. But still, what is she going to use it for in the parting of the hair process? So Amar Rava, really, what meaning on Shabbos? What's she going to use it for? Because we have to be careful. We've spoken about this in the past about brushing one's hair on Shabbos in terms of a hair coming out. So one has to be careful. So you're going to use the needle. So Amar Rava, third answer, the one that is accepted. Tas shel zahav yeshla al rosha. Really, the needle that we're talking about, on one edge it has a golden plate, and on the other end it's pointed as a needle. So, bechol, on a weekday you use the pointy edge. Cholek is basaira. That's what you use to part the hair. But b'Shabbos, on Shabbos, where you can't use that because of the chshash, the issue of gozes, of pulling out one's hair, manichta keneged padachta. She just uses it as an ornament. She puts it next to her, maybe sticking in her hair next to her forehead. So the focus is on the golden plate side of it. That's why the issue is that she might come to show it, and therefore it is an issur d'rabbanan to wear it out on Shabbos. Okay. Says the Mishnah, Lo yetze ha'ish besandal ha'mesumar. So though every item in this perek is all about chshashos, of one might come to show it, one might come to walk with it, the first line of this Mishnah is not about that. First line of the Mishnah, as we'll see, is based on a different reason. One is not allowed to go out on Shabbos with a sandal hamesumar, a sandal that is held together by nails. Rashi explains that they had, what kind of a shoes did they have in those days? They had a wooden shoes to a bottom sole and a top covering, and it was held together with the nails, so you're not allowed to wear those on Shabbos. Why? We'll have to see in the Gemara. Can't wear a sandal hamasumar. Good. Does one have to have separate shoes for Shabbos? Talking about sandal hamasumar, this type of, are you allowed to wear this during the week, so we'll talk about it, but does one need separate shoes on Shabbos? So the Gemara says later on, we'll have on Daf Kuf Yud Gimel, that all your clothes are supposed to be different on Shabbos. Right there, the Rabbi Yochanan says, Shalo Yehei, on Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, towards the bottom, in Eluk Sharim, the Kibah de Toh, Shalo Yehei Malbushcha Shal Shabbos, Kamalbushcha Shal Chol. Your clothes, our clothes are supposed to be different. V'chihad Rabbi Yochanan, Kori Lamani Mechabdo Sai. Rabbi Yochanan called his clothing that which gave him kavod. It was mechabed him. Because however we dress, you know, that affects, you know, who we are and how we are looked at. So there is a kiyum to change one's clothes. What about shoes? So what about shoes? The Shulchan Aruch says, in Reis Samach Beis, that is the Sibin about Kavod Shabbos, says the Shulchan Aruch, Yishtadel. He should try. Sheyilo begadim na'im la'Shabbos. Should have nice clothes on Shabbos. Different clothes on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, quoting the Gra. It's from the Maaser Rav. V'tov shelo yilbash b'Shabbos mikol ma shelavash b'chol. Afilu chaluk. Everything should be different on Shabbos, even our shirts. V'yem efshar lo tov sheyilo gam talis acher la'Shabbos. Should have a different talis for Shabbos. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes, and it should be nice. And the Mishnah Berurah just adds a crucial point. What if I'm alone for Shabbos? I got stuck somewhere. I'm on a business trip or something. I'm in my hotel room the whole Shabbos. Doesn't matter. That, of course, you have to wear Shabbos clothes there too. Gamkein yilbash b'vli Shabbos. Ki'enam abushim l'chvod haroim, ela'im l'chvod Shabbos. Ki'en l'chvod Shabbos. Right? It's for covered Shabbos. So it doesn't matter if anybody's there or not. Right, Shabbos clothes are Shabbos clothes. Right, that's the difference. And then the Shulchan Aruch quotes, what if a person's too poor? Vim efshar, he doesn't have another, more begadim to wear. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes, based on the Rambam, at least, right, in those days they wore robes, they wore togas, at least put your belt down a little bit. Right, because the aristocrats, the upper class used to wear their belts down and hold themselves high and think of themselves as very special mechubad people. So even if somebody doesn't have another robe to change into on Shabbos, at least do something different that shows that it is Shabbos. Okay, that is the Shulchan Aruch. What about shoes though? Shulchan Aruch doesn't have shoes. You have to have different shoes for Shabbos? So if you can, you can. What if it's a question? Do I spend it on shoes? Do I spend it on something else? So that's a general question in a couple of sugyas. Are shoes considered clothing? Are shoes considered clothing? So there's a Mishnah, a Gemara in Maseches Brachos, and basically, of course, a Mishnah, I think, in Seder Taurus about walking into a Bayis HaMenuga. Bayis HaMenuga that talks about if somebody has Begadim Al Ktefam Umin Alim Biyadav. Yosef Engel is medayik in that Mishnah that begadim are somewhat separate. The Ben Ishchai, though, has a different diyuk. He says, well, we say two brachas every morning. We say malbish arumim, and we say a separate bracha of sha'asali called sarki. And the poskim say, the mefarshim on Shulchan Aruch say, what are we supposed to be thinking about by sha'asali called sarki? Hashem gives me shoes. A lot of symbolism. We've spoken about that in the past, why that is. But that means there's a separate bracha for malbish arumim and sha'asali called sarki for shoes. Mashma is something different. So maybe if you say you have to have separate malbushim for Shabbos, maybe shoes will not be included. Either way, if one can, it's wonderful. Well, no reason not to. But me'ikar adin, that is a discussion. So we're talking about separate shoes. So the Mishnah says, though, one cannot wear sandal hamisumars on a nailed shoe on Shabbos. We'll have to see in the Gemara why that is. Continuing though. V'lo b'yachid b'zman she'ein barag lo maka. And a person can't wear can't go out on Shabbos with one shoe on. One shoe in a place, again, without an Eruv. Can't go out with one shoe. Why not? What's wrong with one shoe? So Rashi has two days here. Rashi has either, he quotes the Yerushalmi, that people shouldn't be choshed you that you're carrying the other shoe. Why are you going outside with one shoe? It must be you have your other shoe somewhere else you're carrying it. So number one, chshad, it's Marasayan. Or number two, Veloshen Rabosai, says Rashi, Dilma, they're going to laugh at you, because you have one shoe on, and therefore you're going to come to carry the one shoe that you have, right? It's better to have no shoes on than to have one shoe on. So therefore, says Rashi, that's why you're not allowed to carry it out. So either because of chshad, or because they might laugh at you, and therefore you might come to take it off and carry it. 2 days. I saw in the Chashuke Chemed, so he says, okay, so what happens if Purim falls out on Shabbos? If Purim falls out on Shabbos, which could happen in Yerushalayim, can't happen in Chutz, in outside of Yerushalayim, according to our calendar, could have Purim Mishulish. So it falls out on Shabbos. Or let's say, Purim was on Friday. That could happen anywhere. Purim's on Friday, and a person goes out on Friday, dressed up like a whatever, and he only has one shoe on, because it's Purim. And nobody laughs at anybody else on Purim, because everything is expected on Purim. And then he goes into Shabbos. He didn't realize, maybe he had a little too much to drink, and it's a Shabbos, so is that also Darabanan now? He has one shoe on. After all, everybody is laughing at everybody or not laughing at everybody because everything is expected on Purim. That's his Shaila. It says, Madina shal adam rakdan, shotimi bisoi roshos arabim, bakbuk al rosho. Oh, there's a different one. Sorry, where's the one I wanted to, the second one he talks about here. Kein ze yesh ladum b'purim shachal b'shabbos, hum yeinoeg masha omru chazal alechem shanzal masumar, because everybody laughs. He says, Mestaver lo plug. Mestaver lo plug is still asur, even though it's Purim. But the first half of that Shaila, before he spoke about that case, which is Madino, we're talking about a person should not go out in situations where people are going to laugh at him. What about a clown who has an expertise of carrying bottles on his head? Yeah, the Shaila. Kishachal Purim be'erev Shabbos, v'lo sam leiv, shekfar nichlus l'shabbos, im chayiv. He has a bottle on top of his head. It says, near the putter. It says, aye, why putter? Because people don't usually do this. And even though there are a couple of experts, we're going to have later on, but l'daitacha. That's you're not, just because you're an expert at doing it, doesn't mean that that's going to be an iser de'oraisi. He says, lo kach mischashvim barakdonim, ki im b'chol adam, she'in ze derechosa. Okay, so that is the note about Purim for today's daf. Okay, we continue. So a person should go out with on the masumar or with one shoe. Velo betfilin. We'll talk about that. A person shouldn't wear tefillin out. Velo bekamia bizman sheinam min hamumche. Or an amulet if it is not an experienced expert amulet. Somebody has an amulet either to ward off the ayin hara or to heal him. Right? So then he cannot wear it if it is not a tried and experienced amulet. Why? What about one that's experienced and tried, a mumche? A mumcha amulet, so Rashi says, but if it's a mumcha amulet, then it's mutter, because for the tachshit, it's, for the chola, it's called a tachshit. He's interested in it, so it's called a tachshit for him. What's a mashma for Rashi? It's mashma that if it's not a mumcha amulet, then it's not a tachshit. So then what? It's a masa? It's a masui? So it would be daraisa? To wear a tachshit, to wear an amulet that's not a mumcha amulet? But that's not like all the other ones in the Mishnah. As we've explained, all the other cases of the Mishnah are Isurei Drabanan. So he says, what? But it's Mashma from Rashi, based on the Mishnah, that if it does not work, it's not experienced, then it'll be a Masa. But why is that? Number one. B, Ezra Sfasemis, a very mistaver question. Why is it a Masa? The guy wearing it, the Chola wearing it, is hoping for the best. He's hoping that it works. And even if you want to say it's a panacea, but he thinks it's working. So it's a Tachshit for him. So he says you have to say that, even according to Rashi, it's not that the contrast is, if it's a not mumche, that it's going to be a masa. It's never a masa. It's never a masa, because maybe it'll heal. Right? The guy's hoping for the best. So it's for sure, but it's just that, if it's not experienced, so then it's not a full masa. It's not a full tachshit. It's not objectively a tachshit. It's a tachshit for this guy. He's hoping for it. So, but it's not a full tachshit. So that's why, but he has to get it out of the world of Daraisa. And you want to say it's a suffix tachshit? Well, then you should be chayv and ashram talui. Right? Not just a chata. So the Sfasemis Mistaver says that it can't be that the contrast of Rashi is that it's a masa, because the logical questions and plus the context of the Mishnah. So you have to read Rashi that even if it is not a mumche, it is also a semi-tachshit. It's not a full tachshit enough that a chazal would let you wear it. Okay. Says the Mishnah continuing. Volo bashir yon, volo bakasto, volo bagafayim. These are all army paraphernalia. A shield, a helmet, boots, right? All these things cannot be worn out on Shabbos. Rashi later on in Daf Samach Daled says that because it's Maris Ayin, people think you're going out to war. Anyway, these are also Asur Drabanan. V'yim yatsa eno chayev chatas. In all of all these cases, if you went out with them, one is only Asur Drabanan. Good. Sandal, I'm assuming my time. So why can't one wear this nailed sandal? The first one. Right, all the other ones are discussed in the Gemara. Why can't one wear the Ein Raglo Maka is the only one that was not discussed in the Gemara. That's why Rashi has to explain it. But now the first one in the Mishnah, why is Sandal Amasumar Asad Rabbanan? So three suggestions in the Gemara, three stories.
And the Sfas Emes says, maybe all three happened, and that is why we have such a gzera. So, my time, Amar Shmuel, Shilfei HaGzera Hayu. What is Shilfei HaGzera Hayu? So some of our Rashi here doesn't say a word, but if you look in other, Rashi, the first Rashi. Shilfei means, B'nei Adam HaNishmatim Min HaGzera Hayu. People who slid away from the gzera. If you look in the Ran and the Rif, their girsa is Shilfei HaShmad. Shilfei HaShmad, Rabbi Yaakov Emden suggests that this word was changed by the censors. It says gzera, but it really should be shmad. It was at a time when there were people who were religiously persecuting us, so they changed it from gzera, okay, decrees, to shmad, that they are persecuting us. So Shilfei HaShmad. And the Jews were hiding out in the cave. For whatever reason, whatever mitzvah they weren't allowed to do. Whoever comes into the cave, that's fine. Because as you come in the cave, you could see there's the enemy on the outside, and you can be careful about it, and you can be protected. But if somebody goes out of the cave, you can't go out. Because maybe there's somebody outside that's going to see you right when you walk outside. What happened? Nefach sandalo shalechan mehem. The sandals, these types of sandals that they used, the Me'iri explains it. It wasn't like we have shoes that it's clear, you can only put it on in one direction. It had a piece of base, more of in the middle of the shoe, and you could kind of wear it backwards or forwards. Both ways. It had straps on it. It had a bottom flat base. And when you strap it on, you can wear it either way, even though it was clear which way it should be worn. It should be worn one way, but it could fit the other way too. Right? Like children sometimes, you know, put on the wrong shoes, on the wrong feet. It doesn't bother them, right? But the parents, they have to change their shoes. They say, no, I'm not, I'm fine. Right? So, it's clear that it's supposed to be one way, but it could be one the other way. So there too. So what happened? One time somebody came inside the cave, but his shoe was on backwards. So they saw the footprints, and they thought somebody went out of the cave. And they thought, the enemy saw us now. And they heard noise, and they started getting nervous. They started going crazy in the cave. It must have been dark in there. And because of the nails in their shoes, they killed each other. By mistake, tragically. More than the enemy killed. So at that time, they had Xela, no nailed shoes on Shabbos. Why only Shabbos? We'll have to see. That's number one. Rabbi Loi ben Elazar Omer, similar. B'ma'ara ha'yoshin, they were sitting in a cave. V'shamu kol me'agabi ha'ma'ara, and they heard sound on top of the cave. Kisvurin hayu shebo aleim ayvim, they thought the enemy, daku zebazet, v'hargu zezet, yosim ha'sha hargu bohen ayvim. Okay, similar. Rami bar Yecheskel amar, b'beis ha'knesses ha'yoshin. Okay, they were in shul. Bishamu kol me'achorei beis haknesses. They heard the sound behind the shul. Kisvurin hayu shevo aleim oivim. Again, they thought they heard the oivim. Dachu zeh bazeh. Vahargu zeh zeh. Yosim ha'sha hargu b'hem sa oivim. So three different stories. So the Sfas Emes says, as I said before, maybe all three happened. That's why they took it like as a simon. It wasn't just like a one-time thing. All three. But Osa Shah, at that moment, maybe after the third time, Amru, they said, Al yetei i'adam esadalam esumar. No more nailed shoes. Least a tragedy, no more nail shoes. Ihachi b'chol nami litzar. So that, why only Shabbos? Even if it's about danger, even on a weekday. On a weekday it should be us, sir. So, ma'isa ki'avi b'shabbos ave. Ma'isa shoya. All these stories happen on Shabbos. So it goes there on Shabbos. Right, so we'll get to a svara why that might be in a minute. So it'd be yontif lishteri. So if it happened on Shabbos, at least on yontif it should be mutter. Alamatnan, why do we say in Meseches Beitza, describing the types of presents one is allowed to send their friend on Yontif, Aval lo sandal hamesumar, velo minol sheino tafur. You're not allowed to send my friend the sandal hamesumar on Yontif. So you see, even on Yontif also is a problem, or a shoe that's not put together, because that would be bona on Yontif. So, but you see, Yontif is also included. So Gemara says, no, B'Shabbos, my time, but what's the reason? What's the reason why we would aser it on Shabbos? De'iko kinufia, because a lot of people get together. You have big crowds together on Shabbos. That's the problem. So B'yantav namike kinufia. So Yantav also, you have big crowds. You have big crowds. Good. Says the Gemara, there's a lot to talk about on that line, but let's just finish, because we're in the middle of a sentence. Tainis Sibur. Reish Peches in Hilchos Shabbos, please. Taina Sibur, Iko Knufya Litzar. What about a Taina Sibur for rain? Also, people get together in large crowds. So we should say, on fast days for rains, you can't wear nailed shoes. So Gemara says, Maisakiyavi b'knufya d'isura. No, the story was about a gathering where there was an Isser Malacha. But here, Tennessee board, it's a gathering where there is there's no Isser Malacha, and that's why it's not parallel to the story that occurred. V'afilu, just finishing this, V'afilu Rabbi Chanina ben Akiva, and even according to Rabbi Chanina ben Akiva, the Amar, who says it in a totally different context, Rashi quotes it, in Meseches Chagiga, it discusses there a Mishnah in Parah. There's a gzera that they made, you're not allowed to carry the para aduma water on a boat. Not carrying on a boat. Because one time there was a dead body in the belly of the boat, and it was matame the para aduma. So because of that, they made such a gzera. Also because of a maisa shahaya. So there's a sheet of a Rabbi Chanina ben Akiva, who limits the gzera specifically, to the details that occurred. Da'amalo asru ella bayardain, only on the yardain, ubisvina, uke maisa shahaya. It's very limited. So even according to him, who in that context says, when you have gzeras based on stories, it's very limited, here though, you'll extend it to Yantaf also. Hani mili yardain. There the yardain to shiny misharna haros. You want to say it doesn't apply to all bodies of water? Because the yardain is different than other bodies of water. Aval yantif is Shabbos, ki adadi ninhu. But yantif and Shabbos, it's like one kedusha. Tisran, as the Mishnah says in Beitza, in Megillah, ein beyantav l'Shabbos, ella ochel nefesh bilvad, period. No Shabbos and Yantif, what's the difference between Shabbos and Yantif? Ochel nefesh. Yes, there are other differences, Skila and Malkus and elsewhere, but either way, the message is that Yantif and Shabbos are very similar, right? This is the basis for the Rambam. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Shabbos, the Rambam writes in Perek Chaf Tes, Kishem Shemekadshin Beleili Shabbos Umavdila B'motzi Shabbos. The Rambam Shita is, just like Kiddush and Avdala are both Doraisa on Shabbos, so too Kiddush and Avdala are Doraisa on Yontif. It's Pashas of the Rambam. Kach Mekadshin Beleili Yontif Umavdilin B'motza Ehen U'B'motza Yom HaKippurin. Why? Four words. Shekulam Shabsos Hashem Hein. They are all Shabbos Hashem. Yantav is an expansion of Shabbos. Kulam Shabbos Hashem. Chavtes Yudches in Hilcha Shabbos. Also, just a halachic question related to this, the second and final Chashukei Chemed of the day. Somebody made a neder, Reuven made a neder at the beginning of the year, that he's going to go to his mother's house every Shabbos. Every Shabbos? Yeah, every Shabbos. Does he have to go there on Yantav? So the Gemara says, Yantiv, Shabbos Hashem, and what do you consider it? So he discusses what you would say. He quotes other interesting contexts. And Lamaisa, at the end of the day, he says, what did people mean? By Nedarim you go after Lashem Bnei Adam. So what does somebody mean when he says, I'm going to go to you for every Shabbos? So Pashas doesn't include Yantiv. If somebody says, I'm going to go to you every Shabbos, Pashas does not include Yantiv, and therefore, you have to check Lashem Bnei Adam. You have to check Lashem Bnei Adam. Good. Another ha'ara, the Gemara says knufya. So why knufya? There are a lot of people all together, therefore it's more dangerous. The Ritva and the Meiri both, though, add that it's not just because people are together, but because on Shabbos and Yantav there's a chiv to be happy. Or to enjoy oneself, at least. Oneg or simcha. And then we don't want people to be specially atzuv, especially sad, on Shabbos and Yantav. That's the reason that we have extra issues. Kedei shelo yizach. We want people see nailed sandals. Oh, you remember the story? Oh, terrible. We don't want people to think about that on Shabbos and Yantif. So that's why we don't, another reason why we don't disallow it. And that's a tiny seber. It's not a problem. Kedei shelo yizachru v'yidagu v'tehei simchasam agina. Right? We don't want people to lose their simcha on Shabbos and Yantif. Is one allowed to cry on Shabbos? Somebody allowed to cry on Shabbos? Let's say somebody's upset about something. So one allowed to cry. So the Shulchan Aruch discusses this in Reish Peches, in the Siman about Tainis and Tainis Chalom. Says the Ramah, Mi sheyesh lo oneg im yivke, kedei sheyelech hatzar mi libo, mutar livkos b'Shabbos. If somebody needs a good cry, right, im yesh lo oneg, if they are going to have oneg by having a cry, mutar on Shabbos. Not a cry stam about something sad on Shabbos, but if it's a cry that's going to make you feel good, sometimes you need a good cry, then that's mutter. Says the Taz, I'll just quote it from the Mishnah Berurah, save time, the Taz on that Ramah says, I'm sorry, I beg to differ. Beg to differ, crying, you're quoting from the earlier Rishonim? No. The only cry that's mutter on Shabbos is like Rabbi Akiva used to cry when he read Shir HaShirim. because he has such dveikus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he, that's the kind of cry that's mutter on Shabbos. But other cries, no. Can't just cry. Right, the way he says, the Zohar says, so you bochem ma'od ba'amr shir ha'shirim, ba'asher yadeh hechan dvar magiyim, b'china matsui, and also it's matsui b'mispalim b'kavana. So you want to cry during davening because you feel so close to Hashem? Okay, that's allowed. But stam cry? No! But the Pasha of the Ramah and the other Rav, the Tosef HaShabbos, the Yerabah, others say no. If you're going to feel good after you cry, you can't cry. So it's not klokas. But I found that, I heard the Hara recently, it's such a davar, it's a davar nifla, right? So we all know the famous Gemara at the end of Makkos. Right, Rabbi Kiva, everybody else was crying, Rabbi Kiva was laughing. Why are you laughing? Why are you crying? See, one might say from that Gemara, oh, Rabbi Akiva wasn't a crier. He wasn't a crier, that's why he was a tough guy. He was a tough guy. Right, and that's why he didn't, right, and the Gemara we had mentioned a couple of days ago, on Daphne and Dalad, and hey, when we spoke about the four people who didn't sin, right, they went into Rabbi Lazar who was sick, everybody else was crying, Rabbi Kiva was laughing. Right, so you see, oh, Rabbi Kiva is not a crier, no. But there, when he wanted to cry, he cried. Right, when he read Shir HaShirim, he cried. Or, another one, this one, I didn't hear it, but I'm adding this, the Gemara Nazir Chav Gimel. The Gemara, the Chazal say that the Gemara, there's a pasuk that says that Ishaf, Hashem Yislach La by a neder, a woman makes a neder, she didn't even know her husband got rid of her neder, but she's still violated, so she still needs kapara, kavachomer, somebody who really violates it needs kapara. So the Gemara says, when Rabbi Akiva read that pasuk, he used to cry. He was so nervous. If you have kavana to eat treif, and you didn't really eat treif, you need kapara, so surely if you actually ate treif. But, so we see, Rabbi Akiva cried at certain times. So we shouldn't think the Gemara at the end of Makkos, or the other Gemara in Sanhedrin, you know, it's because he wasn't a crier. He was a crier. But he just had such a positive attitude in the other contexts, so that's why he didn't cry. It's fascinating to put all those four Gemaras together about Rabbi Akiva's crying habits. Good. We continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel. So now we're talking all about the details of the Isser Durabanan to wear this nailed shoe. And there are so many details that we're about to have, that's why the tour says the halacha doesn't apply today. Because there's so many, such limitations and details on why you have the shoe. So let's say somebody has a shoe with nails in it today, don't worry about it. So that's why the Shulchan Aruch doesn't talk about it. It's not in the Shulchan Aruch. The Torah quotes it, but the Torah says it's not matzui for us to have these kind of shoes. So that's why the gzeirah is not in effect. But either way, so lo shano el lachazek. The only isser is when the nails are there to hold the shoe together. Aval anoy mutter. But if it's there for decoration, it'll be mutter. Lekamal anoy. How many nails have to be in there? And then it's clear that it's lanoi. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, chamish bazeh v'chamish bazeh. Five in one shoe, five in the other shoe, up until five. More than that, it'll appear like it's for lechazek. Rabbi Chanina Amar, sheva bazeh v'sheva bazeh, seven in each one. Amli Rabbi Yochanan Rav Shimon Bar Abba, azbra lecha. Let me explain to you where the nails are on the shoe. L'didi, according to me, who says five, shtaimikan v'achas b'tarsi osaf. Two on each side and one in the back to hold the straps to the sole. Rabbi Chanina, gimel mikan v'achas b'tarsi osaf. Three on each side and one in the back. Meisvei, so is this really true that five and seven are the shiurim? Sandal hanote, if you have a sandal that got worn out and is leaning to one side, it happens to all our shoes. The insole, the inside, the outside, it's leaning. So you want to lift up the shoe to make it even again. So osalo sheva, div Rabbi Nosson, you ought to put seven in. For Rabbi Matzah, you'd gimel, even 13. So bishlamal Rabbi Chanina, who said seven before, who damar Rabbi Nosson. So he says like Rabbi Nosson. El al Rabbi Yochanan, damar kaman. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, who said five, so there's no Tana like him. It's either 7 or 13. So Hudamer Karebi Nahorai, the Tanya Rebbe Nahorai Omer, Hey Mutter, Visheva Aser. So there's a Tana that says 5. 5 or Mutter, 7 is Aser. Amrle Eifa Laraba Barbar Chana, Atun Talmidei Rabbi Yochanan, Avidek Rabbi Yochanan. You're Talmidei Rabbi Yochanan, you can go like Rabbi Yochanan. Ana Nevik Rabbi Chanina. We're going to follow Rabbi Chanina. Meaning you can each follow your own Rebbe. There's a crucial, I'm not going to read it inside, I'll just give you the makar. You can look it up, the Chazon Ish, in Yaredeya Simen Kuf Nun. He discusses, if you have a Rebbe, you could follow him, Bein L'Chumra, Bein L'Kula, even about Doraisa issues. The concept of Savik Doraisa L'Chumra is only when you have a Savik in Din. But if my Rebbe, Paskins L'Kula, even by a Din Doraisa, unless he was outvoted by the Sanhedrin, unless a bas kol went out and said, don't follow him, like Bishama Beis Hillel, right, one of those two cases, he said that you can follow your Rebbe. You just gotta take us chumers too. You can't just follow the coolest. But if you follow the Rebbe, so then that's the, and like this Gemara, right? You want to follow Rebbe Yochanan? I mean, this is the context, this is Drabanan, this context. But in general, he says it even by Daraisas. Boy, Minei Rav Huna, Mei Rav Ashi, Chamish Mahu, what about five? Armalei Afilu Zayin Mutter, even seven is Mutter. I said seven is Mutter. Tes Mai, what about nine? Armalei Afilu Ches Aser, even eight is Aser. So, Ba Minei, Hahu.
It's all in the context of Shabbos, still?
Still in the context of Shabbos. It's all on Shabbos. Yeah, the whole thing is Shabbos. We said, weekdays is all Mutter. Ba Minei, Hahu, Ratzana, Mei Rav Yami, a shoemaker! Ask Rav Yami, Tafru Mi Vifnim Mahu, what if from the on the inside, you lined it all with material? It's not an open shoe with nails holding it together. So, Amalei, Mutter! I heard from Rav Yochanan that it's Mutter. V'lo yadana my time, I forgot the reason. Amar Avashi, V'lo yadam ar my time, you forgot the reason? Keep him to top from me before him. Have it minol. Because you lined it on the inside. It's a shoe. It's not a sandal. Bisandal gozer b'rabanan, b'minol lo gozer b'rabanan. If you line the whole inside, it's not a problem. Bo aminei Rabbi Abba bar Zabda, mei Rabbi Abba bar Avina, aso kimin kalbus mahu. What if you shape the nails like a semicircle? See the picture on the side. Right? You shape the nails in a certain way. So again, any way it's a little different than the regular case, we say that's mutter. Amar le mutter, id manami amar vas, amar biyasa rebbe chanina, asokim in kalbus mutter. If I bend the nail in a certain way, so also that it's mutter. Amar le rev sheshes, chipu kula b'masmeros, kedesha tehetlote karka ochalto mutter. If I put nails all over the shoe, in order to make it not worn out from the ground, that's mutter too, because that's also different. Tanya kavasi derav sheshes, the brisa supports him, the tosefta, lo yetzeo ish besandal hamesumar, velo yetal mi bayis labayis, he can't even wear it inside his house on Shabbos. Afilu mi mita lamita, even going from bed to bed. Avo metalto lenoso lecha, but you're allowed to move it, it's not muksa. Lechasos boas akli, to cover a kli, velisbach bo kari amita, or to support a bed with it. Vrebelazim, Reb Shimon oser, Reb Shimon aser is even moving it. Nashru, what if some nails fell out of the shoe? This is all a brisa, which is going to bring a raya. We'll see in a minute. Nashru, rov mas mirosa, if most of the nails fell out. Finish tire, bodal and ohay, four or five are left. Mutter, for every matter at sheva, even if seven are left. Chipuhu ba'or milamata, vikavalo mas miris milamala, mutter. If I lined it on the bottom, nails are only on top, mutter. Also different than the original case. Aso kim in kalbus, here's the raya. If you make it like a kalbus, a nail that's shaped like a semicircle, okim in tas, or like a bar, okim in yase, like a peg, oshe chipu, kulo, b'masmeros, or you cover the whole thing with nails, kedei shelote karko ochalto, mutter. So that's the mutter, you see the brisa up, supports Rav Sheshes. Hagu fakasha, but once the brisa is here, there seems to be an inner contradiction. Amart nashru rov masmerosav, avagav denishtar beituva. It said, the brisa says, if most fell out, it's mutter. Even though most of them are still there. But then it says there's a limit. Arba o chamish in tfeilo. If there are four or five left, because then people will think that's just there for decoration, but more, it's usher, because that's lachazik. So Amar of Sheish is lo kasha, kasha nigmamu, kasha ne'ekru. It depends if the nails were taken out, so that it's not visible. It's not nikar, that there used to be more nails in here, that would be more of a problem. But if they're nigmamu, if they just got worn out, but they're still there, you see the remnants of the nails, then it's mutter, because people know that there were more here. Arba chamish mutter, hashta chamish shari arba mi boy. If even five are mutter, four surely is mutter. Amrev chizda arba mi sandal katan, v'chamish mi sandal gadol. A small sandal, you could have four, a bigger sandal, one could have five. Just a little bit more, one more minute. For every mater at sheva, he says up until seven, v'tanya every mater at shalosh esrei. 7 or 13, Stira and Rebbe, note the shiny. No, if it's leaning, it's different, because people see that it's just there to support the side. Hachadas is lahaki, now that you say that, so the Rebbe Yochanan ami lokasha, that the previous brisa up top also is not a kasha in Rebbe Yochanan. Note the shiny. The case that we asked from him is nota. Right, it was 5 and 7, and then 7 and 13, so we could say, note the shiny. Amr abasa v'armilo, amr abachtavoy, bar masa, amr abmasa, ein alecha kolezer Reb Shimon. We don't hold, like Reb Lezer Reb Shimon earlier, in his Shita. So Gemara says, Shita, we don't pass like Reb Shimon, who said a numbers earlier. Yachav Rabim Halacha Karabim. Right? Reb Shimon, who answered on the first wide line, he answered, he said it's Muksa. He said it's totally Muksa. So of course we don't hold like him. He's a Yachid. No, Ma'o the Tema, Mistavra Taima, Reb Lezer Shimon, Baha. You might think it makes sense to answer it. You don't want people to wear it. Kamash Malan, we don't say that. Amar Reb Yechiya, Ilav de Karuli, Bavloi Shari Yisure. If not that people would call me the lenient Babylonian, I would get a reputation of being a matir. Sharina Beituva, I'd allow even more nails in there. V'kama, v'vadisa amrin esrin v'arba, 24, v'sura amrin esrin v'tartin, 22. Amr Rachman by Yitzchak, v'simanech, how do you remember? Ad'asa l'pumpadisa, mipadisa l'sura, chaser tarti. I lost two, going from pumpadisa to sura. Okay, either way, these are all the details about the sandal hamasumar, and that's what the Torah writes in Simon Shin Aleph. We don't have this gzeir bizman hazeh because there are so many details of when it would be usher, so one doesn't have to worry about it bizman hazeh. Okay, we'll stop here. Baruch Hashem, we will continue tomorrow with more shoe issues. Putting on your shoe, right foot, left foot, other issues that come up on Daf Samach Aleph.